This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden says he will veto a bill to fund Israel's supplemental arms budget if it gets decoupled from funding for Ukraine. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson.
Opposition to a new round of funding for Ukraine to combat Russian aggression is broader in the House, the lower chamber of the U.S. Congress. But in the U.S. Senate, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has been a key voice supporting continued aid to Ukraine.
Russia would love to see Iranian-backed terrorists in the Middle East weaken America and our allies. Iran would love to see a Russian victory against Ukraine that divides the West and deepens its own defense cooperation with Moscow.
Some Republican senators remain concerned, arguing there is not sufficient oversight of the aid and that the U.S. cannot indefinitely fund a war. Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
U.N. Security Council members received a briefing on the situation in Ukraine on Tuesday from the U.N.'s Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
At the latest count, more than 9,900 civilians have been killed since the start of the invasion. To put this into perspective, this is equivalent to almost 16 civilians killed every day.
The findings were published in a report by the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. U.S. President Joe Biden and Jordan's King Abdullah on Tuesday discussed their shared commitments to increasing aid to civilians in Gaza during the Israel-Hamas war. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group.